This random lady hit the back of my car the other day, mm-hmm. and she got out of the car and wanted to be my best friend. So, and it was very strange. You know?
Well, I don't think it's all that strange. As I told you when we started talking about it, is somebody just hit your vehicle. Of course they're going to be nice to you and want to be your pal. They're trying to head off trouble at the pass.
All right, starting at 9.9, today's Best Mix, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, Detective Richard Bango from the Shelton Police Department. Here's the problem. Is that she came out, she was nice. She's like, oh, you're pregnant. What do you do? And like, all of a sudden, I was taken off guard because I didn't know what to do. Because she didn't really do a lot of damage on the car. But it was enough that I knew my husband was going to be mad when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, okay, just give me your phone number. And if, you know, if I need to get something done, I'll call you. And she gave me her phone number. And then she walked away. And then I thought, I don't know if I handled that correctly.
No. Probably not.
Right.
What if it's
right.
the wrong phone number?
Well, right. It's a lot of, I mean, she was very nice.
Well, she probably was genuine. The law states any motor vehicle accident, even if you don't notice damage, operators have to stop and exchange personal information and insurance cards. Now, if you do a very small tap at a parking lot and you both get out and there's no damage at all, you can both agree, hey, we're all set, let's leave. But it's much safer to take their information.
Mm-hmm. What have we learned from Judge Million, Anna, over and over again? The nicest people are the ones you need the contract with the most,
yeah.
All right? You need that, man. She could be a shell game runner. She's a snake oil salesperson.
You should call the police, but the law states you don't have to. If you get into an accident and it's relatively minor, all you have to do is exchange information. If she was at fault and she says, no, I want to leave, and you say, no, give me your information, and she leaves, she broke the law. She could be arrested for evading responsibility.
And then how do we find her? We have to get in the car and we have to chase her, right?
No.
Citizen arrest people. No, just take the plate.
Say it okay. three times in your head so you don't forget.
Just take the plate.
Right.
How many times has someone drove off? They go, what was the plate, ma'am? I didn't get it, but it was a gray sedan. Like, okay, we'll go look for that.
Detective Bango with us from the Shelton Police Department. Now, in a parking lot, it's private property, right?
I mean, it is.
So do the police actually write tickets or do they write warnings? Or
no, we wouldn't write a ticket in a parking lot, but we would take the report. We come out and investigate. We find if there's a breach of the law and we'll write that in the accident report. And they would mark her as being at fault.
Okay.
And then subsequently, your insurance company would go after her insurance company for the damage.
Is it true that whenever you're hit from behind, it's automatically the person that hit you's fault?
Well, not necessarily. You could have put the car in reverse.
Well...
Then lie. Say, I don't know what you're talking about. Most of the times, 99% of the times, if you get hit from behind, even if you slam on the brakes and the car hits you, you're supposed to have a reasonable distance behind.
The other night, I had a wacky weekend, and I mean, Raven knows all about it. Driving down Route 8, the car in front of me, they hit the guardrail, spun around, and then they were facing me in the wrong direction. They spin around again, and with the half-damaged side, continue to keep driving.
Wow.
Right? And, you know, I'm shook up. I was, like, shaken, but I was like, do I call 911 because there's something wrong with this person? Don't judge me. I just went very fast around them and sped off.
If somebody loses control on the highway, hits a guardrail, does damage to the guardrail, which is owned by the state, call 911 because
there
should be a
report.
Yeah. Even if there's nothing wrong with them, there should be an accident report for that.
Right. But nothing happened in my car. I got away and it was fine. So that's why
what
I was
about
like,
the guardrail that you paid the taxes for, Anna? Protect that guardrail.
You got to protect the guardrail.
Right.
At any point, should I citizen arrest somebody?
No.
No, and don't chase anybody either.
All right.
We've seen that a lot, too. Someone hits and they take off. They hit a car and they take off. Don't chase them down the road.
Detective,
sure?
I keep telling her, no citizens arrest.
Yeah, no citizens arrest. Just get the plate. Be a good witness. We'll do the rest.
She doesn't remember all this stuff. I would suggest that you taser, except that baby's ready to just, it'll just launch.
That baby's coming out.
It'll probably, if you taser, it'll probably just launch right across the studio. So.
We're going to have more with Detective Bango coming up next. Plus, your quick checklist, what to do if you're in a crash. It's coming up next right here on Star. Detective Bango is with us from the Shelton Police Department. Are there any tips that you think that you could share about when you get into an accident that people should know?
If you get into a minor accident in a parking lot or even on the road, don't leave the cars in the middle of the road and wait for the cops. We can't move these because we're going to come and reconstruct the accident. People just cause traffic problems leaving their cars right there at the stop sign so nobody can get by. Pull your phone out, take a few pictures, and pull off to a shoulder in the safe spot. Unless you really have a major collision or the car doesn't drive. Yeah, we do want to see where the position of the cars are in major accidents, but a good majority of our accidents are minor.
Mm-hmm.
Small things. It's pretty clear what happened when we got there. There's no reason to jeopardize safety and traffic by leaving these cars right in the middle of the road.
So if you get into an accident, take a picture of the license plate.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you contact and get the insurance information. Don't just take their cell phone number and assume that they're a nice person.
Yes.
All right. Even says on your insurance ID cards, provide this to the other driver should you be in an accident.
There's a new law this year that says they can allow to show you their cell phone now. It used to be you have to carry that physical card from Geico or Nationwide.
Yeah.
Now they can show you right on their phone.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. That's good to know, too.
At least you know on the phone it's up to date because the card could be expired.
They paid
the premium. They get the card that said it's good for a year. And then a week down the road when you're calling their insurance company, you find out they don't have insurance.
As always, we thank you for coming in. Detective Richard Bango from the Shelton Police Department. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Thank you.